guys, welcome back to Talk Tennis Tea, and wow, today is the second day of Miami, main draw for that matter, and we already have next in drama. Like, I wasn't expecting this, especially from these two players, or maybe one of them, but let's get straight into it. So today, Stefano Tsitsipas and Daniel Medvedev played their first round match, and I watched the match. I watched two sets before I was stuck in a lecture for like 3 hours. And when I came out of my lecture, I saw there was so much drama. And I was like, how much drama can happen in 1 hour? Like, I did not believe that. So let me just give you guys a rundown of what happened if you are confused or you don't know what went down. So Daniel lost the first set. He loses the first 13 points in that set. Then in the second set, at the end of that second set, which he went to win fairly comfortably, Daniel takes a 7-minute long toilet break at the end of the set. Now, who takes a 7-minute long toilet break? What are you doing in the toilet for 7 minutes? Did he have the shits? Because if you had the shits, why'd you continue on playing, let alone win? But like, a 7-minute toilet break? Okay, suspicious. Then Stefanos takes an emergency toilet break at 1-2 in the third set. So Stefanos was down a break in that third set when he took an emergency toilet break, and he took that for like about 3 minutes or 5 minutes, allegedly. And then Daniel gets upset that Stefanos didn't apologize on a net cord. Their words, Daniel was like, you know you have to say sorry, right? And Stefanos was like, okay, sorry. My question is that actually a rule? Like, in the rule book, is that written down, like, you have to say sorry? So I'm a bit confused about that, but okay, he didn't say sorry. Fair. Some people forget, maybe Steph was having an off day. As we can see, he was having an off day, but okay. And then last point is that Stefanos didn't like Daniel's attitude at the handshake, and then when packing up his stuff, Stefanos dropped the F-bomb and was like, F Russians, and allegedly bullshit Russians. And then Daniel responds with an F-bomb as well, and the chair umpire had to break them up. So yeah, so that's basically what happened, and I am so confused, because one, when I saw, because the first thing I saw when I went onto Twitter today was people saying that Stefanos had said the F-bomb, and then Russians at the end of that, and I was kind of confused, because Stefanos is half Russian, so I'm like, Steph, what are you on about? Like, you're practically a Russian as well, what are you saying? But then I was like, okay, something deeper must have happened. Like, was it, like, straight up to his face? Or, like, Stefanos is the most peaceful person in the world. He's so calm. But I don't know if you guys watch his YouTube channel from his second Indian Wells vlog where they play golf. He was a bit grumpy, and you could definitely tell that he was not having it sometimes in that vlog. So I was like, okay, Stefanos does have a feisty side, and there is like a savageness to him, but usually on the court he's very calm, and if he's angry it's usually with himself. So the fact that he lashed out at someone else kind of shocked me, and I was like, surely that's wrong, surely it was the other way around, like Daniel said something to him or something like that, but then that didn't make sense. So I was kind of surprised, and I was like, okay, let me go home and actually like check out what's happening and like get the receipts of what people have been saying. And apparently it was true. I did watch the video, however, and you cannot hear Stefanos saying anything to Daniel. You just hear Daniel being provoked and responding back, which is my thing. So if anyone does have a video of where you hear what Stefanos said, please, please, please share that with me. But at the moment, I'm just hearing Daniel's response to something that we don't know exactly what Stefanos said, and people are speculating what he said. And I'm just like, fair. But then, like, Daniel is known, for me personally, he pisses off all my faves. Like, he genuinely does. Like, last year he played Thanasi Kokkinakis, where they got into a fight, because I think Thanasi was over Daniel's grunting, and all that stuff. So I'm like, fair. And I don't know if Nick Kyrgios has a beef with him or any other people have beef with him, but Daniel just seemed like an annoying guy. And even when I was watching the video, I was just like, just stop, leave it alone. Like, Stephen just doesn't want to fight you. He's just pissed off that he lost. And, like, I understand that Steph was a bit pissed off, and but you should, and, like, no, there's no, it's not, you're not supposed to say those things. Like, yeah, but, like, no. And then, like, Steph didn't, like, retaliate back either when Daniel just went ham at the end. And I was just kind of like, you have to back yourself up. Like, you can't just be at one punch and then get punched back so many times. Like, if you're gonna fight, commit to the fight. Like, commit to talking about it. Like, have you guys have seen tennis fights? Like, Ryan Harrison. Past Ryan Harrison fights. Like, he had one with Domasi Kokkinakis. He's talking about these young guys, they don't know what to do after the whole Stan Nick situation. And that was a proper fight. Both players were, like, going ham at each other. So I'm like, I expected Stefanos to, like, retaliate back and be like, you know, say shut up or, like, leave me alone or something. Or maybe throw a punch at him. I don't know. But Stefanos is too peaceful to do that. And that just kind of shows you the type of person he is. Like, he was just frustrated. It was, like, in the moment dropping something. It was, like, something he thought in his head and then, like, slipped out of his mouth. It didn't really cross his mind, like, oh, maybe I shouldn't say that out loud, maybe that should have stayed in my head kind of a situation. And I feel like that's what happened, and it's blown up to massive proportions. But I feel like the main thing about what happened is not really the tennis. Yeah, Daniel played an atrocious first set, and Stefanos was just really on fire. And even in the second set, Stefanos was really on fire as well. But then I just don't understand the toilet break situation. Like, obviously, I read somewhere where they were talking about this, and it was like, or someone had tweeted about this actually, and they were like, Daniel took a 7-minute toilet break at the second set, and then Stefanos took an emergency toilet break in the third set, right at the beginning of the third set, for that matter. So they were like testing each other's patience. But my thing is with toilet breaks is we all know that Victoria Azarenka and Lena Australian Open final, where Azarenka took a long toilet break and then she went on to win the championship and the match. So I'm just like, toilet breaks are good and bad, but it's kind of just like, I don't want people to start being like, oh, they should regulate toilet breaks, they should have a set time. It's like, no, because you don't do your business initially when you go to the toilet. Maybe you want to do a lot of stuff, maybe you got to change, maybe you got to wash your face, maybe you got to put yourself together, maybe you have to yell at yourself for a little bit or scream. I don't know what she was doing, I don't know what they were doing, but they were just trying to piss each other off, is what I've come to, like, testing each other, like, okay, you pissed me off, I'm gonna give it back to you to see how you like it. But it's just like, Daniel, what did you need 7 minutes for? Like, I don't understand. Like, are you okay? Like, what was happening in your head that you needed 7 minutes? Maybe you were doing an Azarenka. I feel like you did an Azarenka because you went and won the match. And then Stefanos, why did you need a toilet break? It was right after the second set break. Like, you don't need to go. You were just being an idiot. Like, you were just being annoying. And, like, oh, I should have said, disclaimer, I am a massive Stefanos Tsitsipas fan. I'm hashtag Tsitsifam and, like, Team Stefanos all the way. So I do not mean to offend any Daniel Medvedev fans or any tennis fans in that matter. Or if you are a Stefanos fan and you just don't agree with what I'm saying, that's all good. I'd love to know what you guys think about this, but, like, that's just my quick disclaimer anyway. But, like, yeah, the toilet break situation is kind of a little bit stupid. Like, if that's literally the root cause of this argument and the root cause of why they were pissed off at each other, I'm just like, but, like, okay. And then the second thing, how Daniel got upset over a net cord. So I'm like, okay. I didn't know, like, I know people say sorry all the time, like, when they hit a bad ball or if it goes, drops over the net and stuff like that. But I'm like, even if you, like, has never this crossed anyone's mind, like, even when they say sorry, it's not like, sorry, I'll give you the point. It's sorry, I'm taking the point. Like, is that why they say sorry? And is it part of the rules that you have to, or is it just good sportsmanship? Because at the rate that this match was going, I understand why Stefanos wouldn't say sorry or didn't say sorry initially, because of the fact he was kind of pissed off, and he was like, what does it matter to you that I say sorry? I'm still taking that point anyway, or I'm still having the advantage of whatever happened. So I'm just kind of like, okay, fair. But then I do want to know whether or not it's like an actual set rule. Does someone have the tennis rule book or something along those lines where it just tells us this information? Because, yeah, I think it's part of sportsmanship code that is the main thing. So I'm just like, okay. And then I don't get why Steph would be upset with Daniel's attitude. Like, I've never met Daniel Medvedev, but he does not seem like a lot. Like, maybe he's a nice person, but to me, the way he comes across when he does, like, media and press and all that stuff is kind of bad. And, like, through social media, I don't really like him as a tennis player. Like, I accept he's great, he does good, and he has titles and all that stuff, but I don't like him in that sense, and that's why I don't stand him or follow him and whatever the meant. So I'm just kind of like, what? Because Daniel sometimes gets annoyed. Like, he does, he's not the best role model on court. Like, even when I was watching the first and second set, after I think Daniel was broken 3-love in the first set, he threw a racket, and it wasn't just like a throwing of the racket. He didn't smash a racket. He like threw the racket to the side, kind of like thing, but it was a pretty dangerous way. And one, there was no warning from the umpire at all. So the umpire, in my defense, was not on top of what the hell was happening on this match. Otherwise, the toilet break situation would have never happened, kind of a thing. And that's kind of like, there would be no drama at all if the umpire was up to his shit. What was the umpire doing besides breaking the two of them up after it escalated to a point where you can't go back? Just like, sir, were you watching? Were you a spectator? Were you enjoying the drama? I bet this umpire was living for the drama. Low-key living for the drama. Like, yes, more next-gen drama. Oh my god, let's have an next-gen drama. Like, sir, you're there to break them up. Like, do your job and actually follow the rules, please. Can you, please? So, yeah, but, like, Daniel, he had, like, racket moments, and I don't know if Stefanos had a racket moment as well. I didn't see any, like, gifs or anything like that on Twitter, but I don't think so, because Stefanos is a calm person, and he knows what he's doing. I say that, yet he did have a racket moment. He did have a smashing of the rackets, I think it was earlier this year, when he was doing the indoor hard court tournaments. And he smashed a racket against the net post, and that was something. I was shocked when I saw that. I was shooketh, and I was just like, is that my Stefanos? Like, Stefanos doesn't do that. Who is this imposter? Like, what is this imposter doing? So, yeah, that was my thing. Getting to the swearing bits and the bits that I didn't really want to talk about, because I just hate that. And I do, there are some actually funny tweets of people commenting about this from Nick Kyrgios and Kim Clijsters. But like, so after the handshake, they did the handshake, Stefanos walks to his bag, Daniel walks to Daniel's bag, and then Stefanos says something, and then Daniel responds like, you want someone to say that to my face? Like, come here and talk like a man. And then Stefanos is like quickly packing up his stuff, like, I'm getting out of here, no conflict, I'm a peaceful person, I maintain that good boy image. But I'm just like, and then Nick Kyrgios tweeted, like, none of them going to do a thing. He was like, lol, none of them going to do a thing. And then Klim Kleister's added, all talk. And it just got me thinking, like, I don't want to sound mean because I am Team Steph, but then I'm also like, I have to keep it real and I got to keep it straight. But like, I feel like Stefanos is so hooked up in that good boy image. Like, I'm good, I'm wholesome, I'm calm, I have a YouTube channel. Like, you know, all that good stuff that he couldn't defend himself. Otherwise, everything that he was thinking and that good boy image of him would have been completely lost to all of us. And I'm like, yeah, I don't like what he said, and you should never say that to anyone, no matter, you can't say those things to people. But like, you know, like, I would have rather him defend himself and have it be blown out of proportion and have it be a proper, not like a fight, but like, have him defend himself rather than hide away and be like, think. Because that was Daniel's main pick at him after that point. He was like, oh, you can't say stuff to my face. Like, if you're gonna actually talk, like, talk to my face. Like, you know, say it. And let's have a, like, let's talk about this face to face. Obviously, they wouldn't be talking. Fists would be flying. But, like, you know, it would have been better. And I feel like I would have preferred Steph to do that. But then I'm also like, I don't want him to get beat up. And I don't want him to end up with a ban or something along that sorts. Because it's not cool. But then I'm also like, Steph, you should have stuck up for yourself. Steph, you should have retaliated. Well, not, it's not good to retaliate. Obviously, if someone's bullying you or someone's, like, poking on you, you'd, like, walk away. And that's what Steph did, defuse the situation, just walk away. But, like, as a... I don't know. It's hard to think. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being I'm being weird. But, like, I understand when Nick... Like, I'm kind of siding with Nick and the fact, like, you're not going to fight. Like, you're not going to do anything about it. Like, you're not going to defend yourself. Kind of like a thing. And I really want to know. Like, I'm excited to see Stefanos' next vlog. To see what he was thinking. See if he does talk about this. Because I want to know what was going on through his mind. But, like... it's just annoying. Because he is such a nice guy, and how I said, he doesn't want to, like, remove that good image of himself. But, like, last vlog, we saw Steph get congratulated by someone. Or, this is what happened when I was talking about Savage Steph, and, like, Steph being slightly showing his true colours and slightly showing a grumpier version of himself. And it was kind of like, we saw him get congratulated by this love. We didn't see the lady, but it was a lady's voice, and she said, oh, congratulations, you played a good match the other night. And then he was like, oh, thank you, da da da, and they walked away. And then he was like, I'm so sick of that bullshit. And then I was just kind of like, I was taken aback, and I was like, what? Like, obviously you get sick of it after a while. Like, people come in to congratulate you, like, oh, you played a good match, da 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 da. And I was just like, what? Like, that shouldn't come, like, you're not that type of person to say that. But then I was like, wait, you are human, you have emotions too, and you're a teenager as well. So I'm just kind of like, oh, and that makes so much more sense. But, like, in this situation, I would have liked Stefanos to, like, just let loose and do exactly what he did there. Well, maybe that was him letting loose, and then he realized, or maybe, like, his dad was like, you know, stop. Like, because the parents and Steph's, the coaching teams were right behind the players' box, the players' sitting area. So maybe Stefanos' dad had something to defuse the situation. We couldn't see much of Stefanos when this whole video thing was going down because the camera person was just aimed at Daniel, which is kind of annoying because we can't hear what's happening at Stefanos' side at all. And, but yeah, I kind of agree with Nick and Kim Kleist. Is like, it's all talk and stuff, which is good because it wasn't an unreasonable fight. But then I'm also like, you kind of have to stick out for yourself a little bit. You can't just let him bombard you like that and be like, oh, you're not a man, you're not going to fight about it. Like, obviously, not making you a man does not mean you have to fight about stuff. But just, like, you know, that whole situation could have been diffused if you guys had talked about it. My also thing that I want to know is what went down in the locker room. I don't know, did they have to put them in separate locker rooms or what? I feel like, yeah, I want to know what happened in the locker room, to be honest. I need someone to tell me. We need to ask people what happened, because I'm just like, what? And the thing that annoyed me the most about the situation is I was so caught up in writing my notes for this podcast and getting this done for you guys. And my boy, Miodmir Kecmanovic, was playing at that time when all of this was being unraveled and people were showing the videos and people were getting into it about Stefanos and Daniel Medvedev, and I was trying to watch this match and I couldn't focus, and I was like, oh my god, I feel so bad for him. Like, I feel so bad. But then I was like, it was a good match in the end, and Miomir did amazing. He played amazingly, but sadly he lost. But I was just like, I feel so, like, I'm so sorry, babe. Like, Miomir, you have to forgive me because some other shit happened and now I can't focus on this. But I was just like, anyway, another funny thing that came out of this whole situation is I find people, when even Next Gen is mentioned, people always find a way to bring it back to Sasha Zverev. And that, slightly sometimes that does piss me off, but this made me laugh. And they were saying how this whole situation with this beef between these two Next Gen players makes Sasha look like the well-behaved Next Gen. And I'm like, yes, that's funny, because Sasha is not well-behaved. Have you guys seen that gif? It's circling around Twitter. and it's basically Sasha's very, like flinging his racket in the court, like through the, like across court after like a horrible shot. And I'm pretty sure it was taken in doubles because he was playing doubles with his brother this morning, American afternoon. So, excuse me. Yeah, I'm just kind of confused about that. Like, Sasha's not well-behaved either, but apparently this whole situation makes her look well-behaved. But I think I was most surprised about... The most thing I was surprised about is Stefanos. Like, when I saw the tweet saying that Stefanos had said something to him, I was just like, no, that didn't come out of his mouth. Like, you guys are lying. This is fake news. Fake news. And I was... And then I like read more about it and people were like, no, this actually happened. And I was waiting in the video to like hear Stefanos' voice saying those words, but I didn't get that confirmation. So whatever he said could have been bad, but we don't know exactly what he said. So I'm like, surely people are just exaggerating, but like I need the video explaining, or not explaining what he said, but like confirming that he said something. Otherwise Daniel's just making up complete shit and that wouldn't be a surprise to me. So yeah, I feel like I've rambled about this for so long. This is a bit of a longer podcast, but I guess this is what we're going to have to be doing if there's going to be shady drama like this, because I'm living for it low-key. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this, and I'd love to know your comments, what you guys are thinking about the whole situation below. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter, and you can also find an email contact if you have any suggestions of topics, or if you want to get involved somewhere in the podcast. I would love that for you guys. And yeah, thank you guys for listening, and I want to know who you are backing in this confirmation, in this fight as we can call it. But yeah, I want to know who you guys are backing, what you guys think of this, and hit me up on social media and let's have a discussion about this, because I really think it's interesting. And who are the next gen beasts do you think is going to happen? Like, what are the next gen beef will happen? You guys will be predictors of that. So anyway, thank you guys for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed this awesome tea, and I'll see you guys on the next one.